insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. And inshallah, we hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم ولله المشرق والمغرب فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله
If you remember, we had arrived at verse 114 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا. Who is a greater wrongdoer than him who denies access to the mosques of Allah, lest his name be celebrated therein and tries to ruin them. Such ones may not enter them, أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ except in fear. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ there is disgrace for them in this world, وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ and there is for them a great punishment in the hereafter. If you remember the verses that we've been discussing had been regarding Bani Israel, and then it got into issues regarding the Christians and Jews. This verse, because of being in that context, but at the same time mentioning something that seems to be hinting to something else other than what the Jews and the Christians were doing, there's a difference of opinion regarding where and when this verse was revealed and what issue it was actually and originally talking about. Now, I mention that point to say and mention a very important point regarding the verses of the Holy Quran. Sometimes the verses, or many times, the verses of the Holy Quran are revealed on a particular occasion and they are discussing that issue. However, that does not mean that the meaning of the verse is only limited to that particular case. Now, that case may give us a better understanding in some cases and sometimes about what that verse means, but not necessarily. Some have said that this verse is talking about the way the Christians were, or the Jews were dealt with in Jerusalem. Some say it talks about the Mushrikeen in Mecca, but regardless of that, generally, it's a very general statement that is being made. Even if it's talking about, it was originally about a particular case, the verse says, who is a greater wrongdoer than him who denies access to the mosques of Allah? وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ lest he They keep people, they don't allow the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of God be in those masjids, وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا and they try to ruin them. This person, very interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is a greater, now, this in this translation as I read to you, أظلم has been translated as wrongdoer. However, the word ظلم means oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is more oppressive than a person that denies access to the masajidullah, to the mosques of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where, or the places of worship? Because when masajid are mentioned, it does not necessarily mean what technically in fiqh it is we call masjid, which there's particular rules how a building, how a place becomes a masjid in the fiqhi terminology. However, the Quranic terminology doesn't only include that, any place of worship. So basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the most, or the worst transgression, the worst oppression, is where an individual or a group of people, or whoever, keeps people from going to the places of worship, to worship God, from going either physically there, or if they're even going there, but they're being denied the mentioning of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance of the true path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they try to ruin them. There's a lot of points that we can derive from this verse. One very important point is, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that such a person is azlam, is more of a transgressor? I want to take this verse and use it for the listeners to come to a better understanding regarding some of the principal rulings that Islam has in it. Like, for example, the issue of jihad. We tend to take oppression and understand oppression in the context of killing and murder and imprisonment and torture and that type of oppression. That is what we understand as oppression. If someone takes the control of other people's lives, keeps away their freedom from them, doesn't allow them to do what they wish to do, what is rightful for them to do, let me rephrase that. They don't give them the rights. When they imprison them for wrong reasons, when they treat them in an inhumane way, including killing women and children, or even killing men that are fighting you in very cruel ways, these are what we take and what we understand as oppression. But when we talk about people changing truth, diverting truth, the truth, causing deviation, keeping people from worshiping, keeping people from applying God's laws in their lives, when we look at that, we don't understand that as being oppression. We think that, people are being denied, let's say, the right to go to schools, and today, these days, in France, for example, with their hijab, or even Muslim country in Turkey, well, alhamdulillah, the government now is trying to change that, but up to this point, they haven't been successful in doing so. But in any case, in some countries, people are kept from doing and practicing their religion. This is not seen as oppression by a lot of people. Not only that, when it comes to discussing the true beliefs in the masajid, expressing justice and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what God has expressed as being justice in the masajid, in the Islamic centers, in the West, in the Eastern countries, in, you know, wherever in the world, when people are kept from doing that, that is not considered an oppression. Or even if it is, we don't see an outbreak on issues like that, whereas when we see women and children being killed, we see an outbreak, an outcry. This is considered oppression. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he tells us and when he talks to us, he says the most oppressive person is the person who keeps from people to access the mosques of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me expand on this a little bit, that what is meant by mana'a masajid Allah, that they deny the access to the mosques of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't, as I stated in the translation, it doesn't only mean physically going there. That's not the main point either. It's not the physical presence. What it is basically around this concept of keeping people from going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from practicing what God has given them, from worshipping them, from applying and believing in Tawheed, basically. If anyone, by any means, diverts the path of the mu'mineen and people, human beings at large, from seeing the truth, by diluting the realities around them, by giving them false information, or by destroying masajid, or by making laws that you cannot speak about certain things in the masajid that are part of the religion, all of that, that is basically keeping away the message of Tawheed and the message of God from the people. That is what the verse is talking about. That is considered in this verse more oppressive than even killing and murder. Now, there's more explanation to this. Unfortunately, in this session, we didn't get to finish this discussion. Please join me in the following session so we can go over this concept. Briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that the person who keeps people away from God's teachings and God's guidance, this person is the most oppressive person, and that person will be facing problems in this life. They have disgrace in this world, and they have severe punishment and painful punishment in the hereafter. How that more oppressiveness is explained, what we take on that, inshallah we'll try to explain in the following session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار